He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the February the 13th live edition. Don't forget, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, February the 14th. Today is the 13th. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And after a big up day yesterday, the roller coaster ride, although the dips are getting smaller and the bumps are getting smaller, we're getting a little less volatility in the market. Nevertheless, we do have a down day today after yesterday's big up day. The Dow down 147 points this morning. But yesterday, what was it, up 500, something like that? The Dow is at 24,454. The S&P 500 is down 14 points right now to 2,642. The NASDAQ is down 25. The NASDAQ was up about 100 yesterday. The NASDAQ is back below 7,000 right now at 6,955. The Russell 2000 is down 2 points today, 1,488. Crude oil is down 77 cents. That always trickles over to the equity side of things. It's below 60 again. Oil is 58.88 this morning. We have gold up a buck to 13.27, the dollar down a little bit, and the bond market behaving itself this morning. The bond market is at 2.84%, so it's come back a little bit from that 2.9 that it hit recently. And Bitcoin down $305 per coin to $8,605. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. Already getting pop-up ads here for Pro Flowers. Okay, let's see. There's two dozen red roses for $79.99, guaranteed delivery by tomorrow. There's $29.98. That sounds better to me. Throw in some chocolates, and that's going to run you $49.99. Don't forget, I'm just reminding you, so you don't get in any big trouble tomorrow. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Make those reservations early. Well, last week, in fact, a week ago Friday, all of a sudden, greed turned into fear. We had a red-hot January, one of the strongest months I've ever seen in the market. And I was saying in my newsletter, hey, this thing's a little overdone here. It's a little extended from a chart point of view. Something's got to give. Something's got to settle here. And it did. In fact, it settled pretty violently, to be honest with you. I mean, like last Monday, a week ago from yesterday, we were down 1,500 points at one point in time. As greed turned to fear very quickly. Well, it went on all week last week. Very, very rocky, very volatile week. Scared a lot of people out of the market. A lot of weak knees, a lot of weak hands, a lot of hot money leaving the market. And then on Friday, as the market was down 300 points, testing its 200-day moving average, we saw all of a sudden fear turn back into greed. Here come the buyers. They came storming back into the market, and that group of people, that flock coming back in, that herd coming back into the market continued yesterday, buying up bargains, greed coming back into the market. I think those people, those Johnny-come-latelys that left, however, last week, there's going to be a while before they come back again. They're going to wait until the market's hitting new highs and it's up 2,000 points from here. Then they'll start coming, trickling back into the market. But it's just funny how that gauge can swing from greed to fear. We have a special guest that will be calling in today at the bottom of the hour. We're going to learn about blockchain. You always want to know about blockchain, what it is, who are the major players in blockchain, and did you know that there's an ETF now? The symbol is Block, and it's brought to you by the same people that brought us iBuy. I had them on the air quite some time ago. How has iBuy done since then? It's done pretty well. Compared against the bricks and mortar retailers, iBuy is all online retailers. It's an exchange traded fund. And now, of course, they have their next exchange traded fund. They have others, but blockchain is their newest offering. So we're going to interview Christian Magoon at the bottom of the hour. He's been on Fox Business many times with Stuart Varney and others. Well, today we're down. We've got a down day, oil falling a little bit. We've got interest rates behaving themselves. We can't really blame interest rates here this morning for the market sell-off. We do have a little bit of trade war talk going on. That was one of my theories for why the market sold off. You know, protectionism is inflationary in nature. If we were to all of a sudden say, hey, China, we're not going to take in your goods anymore. I talked about this yesterday. What would that do to prices at Walmart and Target and JCPenney and Sears and all the rest? Prices would go up because we wouldn't have those cheap Chinese goods to sell. I noticed last night I was in a men's clothing store, an upper-end men's clothing store, and I looked at their shirts, which were very nice, like $120 for a dress shirt, and I saw the tag, made in Vietnam. Okay? That's how they're keeping prices down. Imagine what they're paying, you know, Vietnam for those shirts at this high-end department store, and how much they're selling them for here in America and the profit margin. But protectionism is inflationary in nature. And I happened to listen yesterday to Trump's roundtable at the White House with the different executives as they discussed infrastructure and his infrastructure spending plan. And Trump always likes to editorialize and get jabs in as he's talking to different people. And he was talking about trade, how unfair it is. They slap a tax on our stuff when we send them goods, and we take in their goods, and we don't slap a tax. So he was talking about a reciprocal tax on goods imported to the U.S. from other nations. Well, that would be inflationary in nature, and it would drive prices up, and that takes the consumer, makes the consumer weaker. Our buying power would go down. We already have a very tight labor market. So the market is definitely got inflation in the back of its mind. And definitely it was one of the reasons why we saw the volatility in the market last week. So we got to keep our eye on this relationship, this tenuous relationship between us and particularly our president, President Trump, and China. Because he's called them out many times for counterfeit goods, stealing trade secrets, not trading fairly, being a currency manipulator, and on and on and on. And I'm just saying that this talk is inflationary in nature, and it may have the market spooked a little bit here today. We do see inflation climbing a little bit across the pond over in the United Kingdom. It's at its highest level in nearly 6 years. UK inflation is at 3% right now after the Bank of England surprised markets last week by indicating it wanted to return price growth to 2% within 2 years instead of 3 years. So they're actually trying to stoke a little bit of inflation over there in the UK. I said this would be a record year of mergers and acquisitions on Wall Street. That was my third prediction for 2018. Right now we have Walgreens Boots Alliance. I'm sure you've been in a Walgreens within the last year. They reported interest in fully acquiring AmerisourceBergen. And I will say ABC has been showing up in my app as suspicious activity there. It was a highly ranked stock not too long ago. It was an A-plus ranked momentum stock a couple of weeks ago. I took a long look at it. I didn't really like the valuation, but there was unusual activity going on. Somebody knew, I think, that Walgreens Boots Alliance was circling around like a shark, and ABC AmeriServiceBergen was the prey. And as we look today, like I say, we need to find some takeover candidates because ABC is up 10.3% today on this talk of Walgreens taking over ABC, which is a distributor, a generic drug distributor, over-the-counter healthcare products, home care healthcare supplies. Merger mania. I think this will be a big year for mergers and acquisitions in the stock market. We want to be on that side of those companies that are getting bought out, don't we? We'll keep looking for them. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Or yeah, say hang on till the second half of the show, and we will have Christian Magoon talking about the new blockchain ETF that has just come out. Well, we do have more earnings. We believe there's going to be about 58 companies in the S&P 500 reporting earnings this week. 68% of the companies have already beat their earnings estimates. I gave a real good summary of that in my newsletter over the weekend, just how many have beat their earnings estimates, how many have beat their sales estimates, how many have revised estimates higher, how many have revised estimates lower. Stocks follow earnings. It's a very important concept. It's true. The market's been going up since 2009 on a very easy concept. Earnings have been going up for the S&P for the last 9 years, and the market's been going up right along with it. So that's a very easy logical deduction to make, that we want to continue to watch the future direction of earnings amongst those 500 companies that belong to that S&P index, which is so watched so closely. Pepsi, they beat earnings today. They beat by a penny. They beat on revenues. But Pepsi has not been a best stock now for quite some time. I'm sure it was in its day. Pepsi right now, as I look at the Best Stocks Now app, is ranked number 3,684 out of 5,546. It has a sell rating on it by the Best Stocks Now app. And I look at the performance of Pepsi. Well, number one, it has a value grade of F. That's not good. 44% upside potential over the next 5 years. I like 80% or more. And I look at the results over the last 10 years, the market's been doing 7% per year. Pepsi's been doing 4.6%. It gets a performance grade of C. It gets a momentum grade of D-. And it gets a value grade of F. Overall, it's a C- rank stock. You see how valuable the Best Stocks Now app is? Not only does it try to point you in the direction of Best Stocks Now, it does its best to keep you out of junky stocks. Oh, I know what you're going to say. It pays a nice dividend yield and everybody uses the product. Well, it's only growing by 7%. I think that's probably pretty optimistic. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have grown by 4% per year. Not a bad company, not a bad product, but as we look at the overall scheme of things, you know, they've pretty much saturated the world with Pepsi Cola. There's not a lot of areas left for growth. I did read recently that Pepsi is going to introduce their own brand of waters, flavored waters. It's going to be called Bubbly. I want to say Bubbly. Yeah, and a bunch of flavors, mango and tropical coconut and all of this kind of thing, trying to lure you back in. I also did see Diet Coke. They're coming out with a new tall can, real sleek and elegant. Like if you drink this, you'll be slim like this can. And they're going to have all kinds of wild flavors to their Diet Coke. They're trying to stoke people back into getting to buy their products. But, you know, overall, the growth at Pepsi and the growth at Coca-Cola have been very anemic recently. They're not the growth engines that they once were. Therefore, they do not qualify as best stocks now. One that does, however, reported earnings today. This is a stock that I own in my ultra growth portfolio, Weibo. It's a social networking platform for people. It's a Chinese stock. They create, distribute, discover Chinese language content. It's a $28 billion company. They're expected to make $2.73 this year, $3.88 next year. And the stock is up 5% today. Let me take a look here. Their earnings tripled. The stock is up 9.5% today. This is one that I own in my Ultra growth portfolio. Now, let's just take a look at the particulars here of Weibo versus Pepsi. Over the last 3 years, the market has been going up at a rate of 8% per year. Weibo's been going up by 110% per year. Over the last 12 months, the market's up 14%. Weibo's up 153%. That's the stock. And going forward over the next 5 years, Weibo's expected to grow their earnings by 54% per year. We go back to Pepsi's 4% growth per year. Add 50% to that, 54% per year on Weibo. I have a valuation grade of A. Now, this is a more aggressive stock. This is not a big conservative dividend payer. It's an aggressive growth stock. It's a $28 billion company, kind of a mid-large cap, I guess, at the lower end of the large cap range. It has a value grade of A. It has a momentum grade of A. And overall, it's ranked number 39 out of 5,446 stocks in my app. It's an A-minus Gunderson proprietary grade. It's a buy ranking. And as I look back, it's been a pretty good stock over the years. So anyways, Weibo, WB, in the news today as they report earnings, and Weibo better than Pepsi. Another thing I wanted to bring your attention to, China. A lot of people are reluctant to buy Chinese stocks. Well, you know, then you wouldn't own Alibaba, and you wouldn't own Tencent Holdings, and you wouldn't own a lot of other great companies. You know what else China is really getting into these days is biotech. I look at this Hutchinson China Meditech Limited, HCM. They completed an enrollment in phase 3 clinical trials for small cell lung cancer. HCM also has a drug partner. It's being jointly developed, this drug, if it ever comes to market, with Eli Lilly. A lot of biotech work starting to spring up in China. HCM is a biotech over there. It's a $4.2 billion company. There's another one here. GNC is teaming up with Harbin Pharmaceutical Group, a leading pharmaceutical company in China. Of course, GNC is General Nutrition. So that's something. I noticed another one too. BGNE is another. A Chinese biotech stock. It has a relative strength of 99, $6.4 billion in market cap, stock hitting new all-time highs. Hey, it can't hurt to have scientists and great minds all over the world collaborating on lung cancer and other types of diseases and maladies. Let's all get together. The more minds, the better. We'll come up with the solution a lot sooner. All right, when we come back, we'll have Christian Magoon talking about the new blockchain ETF. What is blockchain anyways? I hope Christian can explain it to me. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're going to bring in Christian Magoon here. Christian, how are you doing? You got us there from the East Coast where you're at?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing on this Tuesday?
We're doing pretty good. I see you all the time on there on the Fox Business Channel with my friend Stuart Varney. And, you know, we've done real well with iBuy. The online retailer. Now you've got blockchain ETF out. Is that correct?
That's right. Well, you were an early adopter of iBuy. You know, iBuy rose 50% last year, and kudos to you because you were one of the first financial professionals out there to see the opportunity and have me on your show. And I know you and your clients benefited from that. So thanks again, and congratulations on that.
Ah, well, you're welcome. So, okay, hey, listen, I'm from Wisconsin, you know. Explain blockchain to me in its simplest terms so that the common man... I saw a 133-page treatment of it by J.P. Morgan. I can't do that. I need it in a few sentences.
No, you know, I agree with you. It's kind of hard to understand and grasp. It's a little bit like, you know, trying to explain the internet back in the late 80s. But let me try and... The what I would kind of start with is that blockchain is sort of like this spreadsheet that sits up in the cloud, and literally the word blockchain is kind of can be deconstructed. Block is where information is stored in the cloud, and then each block or piece of information is chained to another block, so it all creates this big blockchain or kind of spreadsheet or database in the sky. This database that blockchain uses is not stored on one person's computer. It's decentralized, meaning it's stored on every member of the blockchain's computer. That makes it more secure, so you have to attack all the computers to kind of disable it versus just one to hack it. So that's a cybersecurity benefit of blockchain. And what it allows members of the blockchain to do is share information, verify information. All information is coded and using something called cryptography, and allows that information to be very secure. So I think kind of the main benefit coming out of blockchain technology is a more efficient way of sharing information, tends to be very secure, takes all the authority out of a single party that may hold the key to the information or has to verify it, and instead puts the kind of authority or the power in the members of the blockchain. There can be public blockchains like cryptocurrency. When you buy a cryptocurrency, you're now a member of that public blockchain for that cryptocurrency. There are private blockchains. You can join a blockchain for food safety that IBM is running, for example. So it's a unique foundational technology. It's not Bitcoin. It's not cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is built on blockchain technology. So Bitcoin needs blockchain, but blockchain does not mean Bitcoin. This is really the foundational technology, much like the internet. The internet had apps on it like email or websites that were built on internet technology. That's how we discovered what the internet was. And the same thing is happening now. People are discovering blockchain technology through cryptocurrency. But the underlying technology has many other applications that we're going to see rolled out in the future, Bill.
Well, give me an example. Well, give me a couple of industries, you know, because I know a lot of people think, oh, it's cryptocurrency. But I understand that it goes way beyond. Give me a couple industries that are starting to adopt blockchain.
So here's a great example. The retail industry, Walmart is participating in a program with IBM. IBM is in our portfolio. They're doing a lot of blockchain research. And IBM has created a blockchain for food safety. And simply what that means is everyone who participates, there's about 10 stores, including Walmart, that put in all their data of their food kind of delivery network from farm to store, and they track all the delivery kind of points, the custody points, et cetera, so that they can have better food safety. So here's a practical example. Recently, Walmart had an issue with some mangoes. They brought it in, and they decided that they need to figure out where the farm was, where these mangoes came from. So they used their normal process in Walmart to use their computers and track down the shipping manifests, et cetera. And it took them about 6.5 days to find out what that farm was. Wow. In the meantime, they went to IBM and said, IBM, use the blockchain pilot program to track this. 2 seconds later, they pulled up not only where the mangoes came from, the farm, but also the entire chain of custody on the blockchain that showed all the data and the points of contact. So compressing a process that took six and a half days before into 2 seconds is kind of the efficiency aspect that blockchain enables. And blockchain, again, is just like this big database. So all the suppliers and vendors were putting their data on the database and sharing it, thus food safety could be quickly, a decision could be quickly made on food safety, and they were able to really compress that time almost exponentially. I mean, you think of 6.5 days to 2 seconds. That's a real-world example of what's going on right now with blockchain when it comes to food safety, and IBM is kind of leading that initiative. There's many others, including in cybersecurity, voting, potentially healthcare records, anywhere there's data that needs to be stored and shared and accessed by other parties, but there needs to be some trust on that data. That's where blockchain can reinvent that kind of area. So, you know, a lot of third-party businesses are, you know, looking at this. Even, believe it or not, banks and stock exchanges who facilitate and verify a lot of transactions are some of the largest investors in this new blockchain technology.
I saw one of the stocks that I own, Taiwan Semiconductor, is one of the holdings in your ETF. So how would a Taiwan Semiconductor play a role in blockchain?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Taiwan Semiconductor is one of the largest manufacturers of GPUs, graphic processing units, basically the brains, if you will, of mining machines. And you know, blockchain has to, when you have this record stored on the blockchain, there's a verification that happens amongst the members of the blockchain to make sure the data, new blocks that are added are correct, and that everyone has the same then blockchain record on their computer. And the way you do that is through a process called quote-unquote mining, which is using the computer to basically do cryptography to figure out the code, if you will, on these blocks, to which eventually basically is verified by the other computers. And then once all the computers are in agreement, the block is added and verified. So Taiwan Semiconductor, they do over $1 billion a year in revenue in GPUs that are specifically used to do mining on blockchain. So that's where they come into play here. They're a company that's actually receiving revenue and identifying revenue from blockchain-related business activities.
Okay, I see. And I noticed a lot of European companies. I know I was reading through the index that that Jane Edmondson created.
Yes.
Who I know. A lot of good things, and a lot of good people in San Diego area, you know, including Jane. And then there's one ETF. I saw one other one. You have one competitor right now. I think it's BLCN or something like that.
Yeah.
But if you want to play this space and invest in this space, you've got basically the only game in town with your ETF BLOK. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, you know, there's believe it or not, there's now four blockchain ETFs. BLOK, our ETF, is the largest ETF. It's a little over $155 million in assets. It's set a record, according to Bloomberg, in terms of getting to $100 million fastest. We got to $100 million in assets in 5 days. Wow. Just to give you perspective, another ETF that I've been involved with, I think we've talked about before, the cybersecurity ETF hack, which is a billion-dollar ETF that took 32 days to get to $100 million in assets. So, Block is the largest blockchain ETF. It's the most traded ETF on the marketplace. And we're different than all the other ETFs. The Block ETF is an active managed ETF. So we call it Index Plus. It starts essentially with a beginning universe of companies that really fit into three categories. They're either receiving revenue today from blockchain-related businesses like Taiwan Semiconductor, or they could be a large investor in private businesses on the blockchain side. So believe it or not, companies like Goldman Sachs fit that criteria.
I hear the music. Hold that thought. Till we come back. We'll come back from the break and continue. Okay, this is Bill Gunderson, the Best Stocks Now Radio. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm And now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're talking to Christian Magoon, who recently brought his company Amplify, recently brought the blockchain ETF to market. The symbol is BLOK. Not a recommendation here, but I'm bringing you up to speed on what blockchain is and the companies involved, the applications that it applies to, and ways to invest in blockchain. Christian, iBuy took a while to get to 100 million, and blockchain, I was shocked. Right. I looked at like a week later, and it was already $140 million.
Yeah, it's been some great demand. I think people are looking to invest in the infrastructure kind of behind this cryptocurrency move, which is blockchain, and I think the pick and axe play that the block ETF offers is quite attractive, and you know it doesn't involve kind of some of the barriers to investing in something like cryptocurrency. Instead, it's a regulated ETF. It trades on the New York Stock Exchange each day, and the block ETF has done quite well. Yeah, we're very pleased with it, and it's you know our online retail ETF has done well, but it just didn't get the traction as quick. It sure had the performance, being up 50% in 2017. We have some great expectations for Block going forward because it seems like this blockchain technology is really starting to permeate every single industry, Bill.
Yeah, I know. And I've said on my show, I'm not a big fan of the cryptocurrencies. I've advised people to avoid the cryptos, but I'm a big believer in the underlying technology, which is blockchain. And there's a big difference between the infrastructure underneath the cryptos and the actual cryptos themselves. Well, Christian, we're happy that we could have you here on the show today, and we'll wait for your next ETF to come out. I'm still waiting for one on the automated car, all that's going on with autonomous cars and electric cars. So you and I will continue to talk about that. And thank you for coming on, and we look forward to having you again on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure.
All right, thank you. And that's Christian Magoon, who is the president of Amplify ETFs. And I want to say Amplify is up to about $500 million now under management with the they have Wear, which is the wearable ETF, wearable technology. They have iBuy, of course, which is the online. This is the Amazons and the Wayfairs and the Overstocks, etc., that sell everything that don't have bricks and mortar presence. Their majority of their sales come from online sales. So JCPenney's is not in that ETF. And they also now have the Block, BLOK, and I'm a believer. I really am. And you can go to their website, and I like to dig down into an ETF. I like to see the components of that ETF. What makes it tick? Look under the hood. Who are the companies in there? I saw a lot of stocks that I own in my individual portfolios. Now, I like to buy individual stocks myself, but I do own ETFs. A lot of people come to me and they have like a $5,000 IRA or Roth that tags along with their other accounts. And so maybe, in those smaller portfolios that tag along, I buy ETFs and mutual funds and I try to stay in the cutting edge. I have robotics. I have automated types of ETFs. I've had the iBuy. I just believe in, best ETFs now, okay? I don't believe that, just owning a small cap growth ETF is the way to go. I think you're better off cherry picking and taking a look at the world around us today and where these developing technologies are coming from. And, of course, blockchain is right at the top of the list right now, gene therapy is another one with all of the CAR T taking place and the other types of technology that are actually removing genes from our body, re-engineering those genes, putting them back in. That's pretty amazing. The robotics thing, the artificial intelligence. I have an artificial intelligence ETF that invest in the artificial intelligence company. So, you know, they're trying to stay on the cutting edge of things. Best ETFs now. I will be adding Block to my ETF today, or to my Best Stocks Now app today. I remember it wasn't long before I added iBuy to my app. It was the number one ranked ETF in my Best Stocks Now app. And I brought it to you a couple of years ago, right at the beginning of the game. You heard him say it was up 50% last year. What was the market up last year? 20%. iBuy was up 50% last year. So we'll see what blockchain does. And again, it's not a recommendation. I'm just trying to keep you on the cutting edge of what's happening out there in technology. And like Christian said, we saw the internet revolution. But it wasn't just internet, it was the underlying infrastructure. And of course, they used to say that the information highway is paved with semiconductors. And that's why you've seen the semiconductors as one of the leading groups. And of course, the semiconductors play a big role again, like Christian said, Taiwan Semiconductor plays a big role in the whole blockchain technology movement. So we'll keep you posted. I may have to create another sector in my app called blockchain. We just added the marijuana sector, for heaven's sakes. I can remember when there was not an internet sector. I can remember when there was not a biotechnology sector. It was the drug sector. And so new sectors are being invented and coming to the fore all the time in the stock market. And that's where we find a lot of best stocks now, in these cutting-edge technologies. All right. Well, the market has stabilized quite a bit this week from last week. I wrote at length about it. I had a guy call me yesterday. What do you think about this market? I said, well, I wrote a newsletter over the weekend. Go back and read that. I went into every nook and cranny of the market, exploring, giving my opinions and my analysis of it. But in the end, it comes down to earnings. Earnings, earnings, earnings. That's what stocks feed on. Just like tuna feed on anchovies and sardines and little squid. The market feeds on earnings. Stock market feeds on earnings. You can get my earnings forecast, my newsletter, every week, Gunderson Capital. And if you'd like a money manager who goes beneath the surface of the market every day, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.